It's just gone 8 minutes past seven. Welcome back to Sabah al-Muslim Drive Time on Radio Islam International. Well, we are seeing death and grief in our communities at a scale that is unprecedented. Entire families are affected. People are losing not one, but multiple people from the immediate families. Multiple people who are the near and dear ones, as we would say. My own family has gone through something similar in recent months. On my side, we lost both my grannies, paternal and maternal. My wife lost her granny last week this time, and she lost her mother earlier this week. And that's apart from a few members from the broader family that we also lost. And I've been processing a few thoughts in recent days, and I want to share this with all those who have lost someone close to them. All those who are dealing with the grief of losing a near or a dear one. And for others who are also not dealing with it immediately, but at some point or the other in life, you've got to deal with this. The first thing that we need to remind ourselves very emphatically is that لِلَّهِ مَا أَخَذَ وَلَهُ مَا أَعْطَى that those words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we need to offer at the time of condolence, everything belongs to Allah and everything has to return to Allah. That is what we acknowledge when we say إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. It could be your mother, it could be your father, it could be your son, it could be your granny, it could be your brother. You felt like they were yours. You felt like they were your entire world. You felt like you can't exist without them. But in reality, they were not yours. They were Allah's. They came from Allah and they have to return to Allah. That's the first thing we as Muslims have to remind ourselves of. The second thing we need to remind ourselves of in order to deal with our grief and in order to process and in order to move forward is that Allah tells us in the Quran, everyone will be tested. Everyone will be tested. And one of the ways in which Allah tests us is with the loss of life from amongst those who are close and near and dear to us. Look at how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was tested. He lost his father before he was born. He lost his mother when he was a toddler. He lost his grandfather when he was still a kid. Then, in the most difficult year of his life, coming out of the 3 years of boycott, he lost his two greatest pillars of support, his uncle Abu Talib and his wife Khadija radiallahu anha. What does that tell us? Allah tests everyone. But those whom Allah loves, He tests more. And those whom Allah loves the most, He tests the most. Some families, you know, the question may come to your mind. I know that in Indonesia, there's a family that lost the father and the mother, and the children are still young, unmarried. In many families, this pandemic has taken multiple people in a short space of time. Console yourself that Allah has tested us multiple times because Allah loves us. And remember, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. As difficult as it may be, it's hard. Many people will tell you, I'm suffering pain that I've never experienced in my life. And there's no shame in saying that. But Allah will never test you with more than what you can bear. You may think that I don't have the strength for it. But Allah would never have put you through it if He knew that you didn't have the strength for it. So Allah will give you the strength if you seek the strength from Allah. One of the greatest rocks of support in dealing with grief and dealing with loss of any form, especially the loss of life when it comes to someone close to you, is our belief in taqdeer. It was the right time. In Allah's wisdom and in Allah's knowledge, it was the right time. We can think, hey, if only they lived a few more years, if only it didn't happen this way, if only it happened that way. It was the right time and it was the right way. Allah knows best. We mustn't just say this superficially that Allah knows best. We must believe in it. Allah knows why Allah took my mother or my father or my brother or my granny at this time in this way due to the pandemic or whatever else. This is, in Allah's wisdom, the best time and the best way for them to go. Look, everyone has to go at some point or the other. There's absolutely no family in the history of humanity, nor will there be any family until the end of time, where everybody, the grandparents, the parents, the children, the grandchildren, the siblings, everyone continue to live together. Someone has to go first. Sometimes the husband goes first, sometimes the wife goes first, sometimes the child goes first, sometimes the parent goes first, sometimes the grandchild goes before the parent. Allah knows why, who goes first, and how they go, and when they go, and in which way they go. We also then must look at it from their perspective, from the perspective of the marhum. Death is not a bad thing for a believer. Death is a bridge which takes the beloved to the beloved, which takes us from this world of difficulty and hardship and toil and sacrifice to, inshallah, a world of bliss and enjoyment and solace and contentment, a world now where you are in closer contact to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Another point we need to bring to mind to gain perspective: we as Muslims, we believe in the hereafter. This worldly life is not the be all and the end all. So if someone passes on, you know, I'm going to live for a few more years. The average life of an ummah is 65. Thereafter, we'll be reunited, inshallah, in Jannah. And that will be for eternity. That will be in perpetuity. It's not like the death has separated us permanently. Death has only separated us temporarily. Somebody has got to go first. That's the system of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There's no such thing as we're all going to live happily ever after all together. It doesn't work like that. We are mortals. Kullu nafsin da'iqatul maut. We have to go. And you know those who went, if for example your mother passed on, as much as she loved you as her child, as much as she loved you as a grandchild, as much as she loved you as her husband, she wouldn't want to come back after enjoying the delights of now the next stage of life, after seeing the expansion of her grave, inshallah, after the window opening and she can see her abode in Jannah, after meeting the souls of all of her family and close ones and dear ones who have passed on. It's like we're all catching a flight, the same flight. Some of us are at the back of the queue, some are in the front. Those who are in the front of the queue, they have passed immigration, they're already on the flight. They're seated on the plane, and the plane is death. We're still in the queue. Now, if you go to the people on the plane and say, "No, come back, the people in the queue are missing you," they'll say, "No, they have to also come here, and we're all going to catch this flight together, and destination is Akhirah." So if they are given a choice, they won't want to come back because of the delights that they are enjoying them. Grief is natural. Grief is normal. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam grieved when he was holding his son Ibrahim. He said, "Wa inna bi firaqika ya Ibrahim la mahzunun." My heart is breaking, O Ibrahim, that you are leaving. Think about it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lost every one of his children in his own lifetime except Fatima radiallahu anha. Every son and every daughter passed away in the lifetime of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We know that the parents say it's so difficult to put your own child in the grave. It's so difficult to see the death of your own child. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw the death of each one of his children except Fatima radiallahu anha, and she passed away 6 months after him. But he said, "O Ibrahim, our heart is breaking with grief." Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's ears were tearing, but we won't say anything that displeases Allah. So grief is natural. Don't bottle it up, you know. Let the tears flow. Talk to people. Even if you're not talking directly about your grief, talk about the marhum or the marhuma. Talk about general issues. Keep yourself occupied as far as possible. Try and keep your mind distracted. Do counseling if you need to do counseling. There's no stigma to that. But remember, one of the benefits of grief is that it makes us remember. It reminds us that no matter how much your mother loved you, or you loved her, or your son loved you and you loved him, there's only one being that is there from ever before until ever after. There's only one being that will never leave you. There's only one being that you can always rely on, and that is Allah. As much as your loved one would love to still have been here for you, they had no control over their own death. When it's time, it's time. They can't delay it by even 1 second. So Allah reminds us via our grief that it's only Allah who's there for you. And grief is meant to bring us closer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. You know, grief is meant to bring us more beloved to Allah. So the greatest benefit of losing someone close to you is that loss should bring you closer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then you can live a better life, and inshallah you can then meet them in Jannah. Now there are many people who have succumbed to the pandemic. And this then, you know, makes intensifies the grief of people who are close to them. They say, "Hey, but you know what, my mother suffered. The last few weeks were heavy. She couldn't breathe. She was on a ventilator. My grandmother went through this. My father went through that." Remember something. There are advantages to this as well. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sought protection against a sudden death. Not to say that if a person dies suddenly that they've had a bad death. But when you have a sudden death, you don't have time to settle matters with Allah. You don't have time to make tawbah. You don't have time where you go through a process where you are cleansed of your sins. People who suffered a bit, whether, you know, at home with all the effects of COVID, or whether in a hospital with a ventilator, it's not a pretty sight. It's not something you want to see anybody going through. And if you find it difficult to see, imagine what they're going through. But in this, there's the wisdom of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also experienced pain in those last few days before he passed away. He said to Aisha radiallahu anha, "Inna fil mawti la sakarat." Aisha, tie the bandage on my head. I'm experiencing pain. I'm experiencing discomfort. But Allah, when He loves someone, He puts them through difficulty, hardship, and pain in those last moments of their lives so that they can go to him totally cleansed. That's one benefit. When one Sahabi was cursing fever, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, don't curse the fever. Because for as long as you're experiencing fever, Allah is wiping off your sins. And that is fever. Now imagine COVID, the symptoms are much more severe. Allah is wiping off the sins. Even if you survive, that period was a mercy for you. Sickness is a mercy. And if you didn't survive, inshallah, it cleansed you before you went. Secondly, when that person is on the ventilator, when they're on oxygen, they realize now that my life is hanging by a thread. So they make tawbah. Even if they can't speak and verbalize, but in their hearts and in their minds, they're making tawbah. They're setting right their affairs with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Many of them would have told the family people that please make me maaf. So that's an advantage. Look at it from a positive side. You see, there's a very important thing that we need to understand. When somebody passes on, everyone says make sabar, and that's true. You've got to exercise patience. But we also have to make shukr. If, for example, your mother passed on at the age of 60, you may have wished that she lived to 80 and she saw all the grandchildren get married and she saw a few of her great-grandchildren. But then tell yourself, what about those who lost their mothers when they were infants? What about those who lost their mothers when they were teenagers and they had to be brought up by stepmothers? What if my mother died 20 years earlier? She wouldn't have seen me get married, let alone seeing her grandchildren get married. So make shukr for what Allah had blessed you with, whether it's your mother or it's your spouse or it's your grandmother or it's a brother or it's a sister or it's a friend. Think of the good times. Think of, you know, the good memories. Say, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us 60 years with her. Allah gave us 40 years with her. Other people were not that fortunate. Always look at those who have less. Because they had to go at some point. Or you had to go at some point. That's the nature of life. So don't let shaitan take you down the road of negativity. Make shukr for what happened. Don't think of them only in those final moments. Oh, they were on the ventilator. They were on oxygen. They were suffering body pains. Think about the entire life. Have the good memories in your mind. Remember the good times. Another point I must mention is that every relationship has its ups and downs. And shaitan tries to open up the door of if, low. Yeah, you know what? If only I didn't tell my wife that. If only I didn't tell my husband that. If only we didn't have that argument with my mother. If only we went to visit her earlier. If only we did this. If only we did that. Don't worry about that. That is now gone. Remember the positive times in your relationship. Of course, the relationship was not perfect. Of course, you had ups and downs with your parent or your child or your sibling or your friend who has now passed on. But don't let that eat away at you. Learn from it. Learn from it in the sense that now with the people who are still alive, if one parent is gone, don't make similar mistakes with the other parent. If one sibling is gone, don't make similar mistakes with the other sibling. Learn from it, but do not fret over it now. Remember the good times and move on. Those who have perished in the pandemic, those who have passed on in the pandemic, our ulama tell us they have passed on as shaheed. So take consolation in that. Subhanallah, my mother, my father, my brother, my son, my daughter, whoever has passed on, as much as I'm missing them, as much as my heart is aching, they've passed on as shaheed. And if they have the rank of shaheed, perhaps they'll have a higher stage in Jannah. And the Quran tells us that if someone passes on and they are pious and they are beloved to Allah, and a shaheed obviously is beloved to Allah, and they have a higher status and a higher stage in Jannah, their family get into Jannah, but at a lower level, you'll get a complimentary upgrade. Allah will say, your mother or your father or your brother is in Jannah tul Firdaus. You're in a lower level, but they want to enjoy your company. Out of honor for them, you'll be promoted to a higher stage in Jannah. So look at it from that perspective, that Allah took my loved one as a shaheed, so that will be an advantage for them in the year after. It'll be an advantage for me in the year after as well. Yes, many times when people succumb in the pandemic, at least then in those final moments, they have their family around them. It was not a sudden death. People could read for them because now you could see it's just a matter of time. The best thing we can do for them now is they can't do for themselves. It takes 40 days to develop a good habit. For the next 40 days, make a routine of reading every day, something which is practical to sustain. And then every day read for all the marhumin. That's the best way you can benefit them. And inshallah, by that, the day you die, others will do the same for you. The second thing that you need to do is that you need to live their values. Many people that are leaving are people of great qualities. Bring those qualities into you. Bring those qualities into your children, into the grandchildren. If you want them to remain, their legacy to remain in the progenies, then keep alive their good qualities and their values. You know, ibadah and worship is there. We don't trivialize it. But qualities are something which are becoming scarce. People with good qualities, good hearts, kindness, sincerity, clean hearts. That is what we need to keep alive. And then when death hits us like that, it needs to remind us to prepare for our own death and to value the people who are still alive. Many times it happens when a person passes on, that's when it shocks the entire family into doing a reality check, and that's when the family becomes closer and they appreciate each other more. So take these benefits out of a situation of grief and out of a situation of sorrow. And remember, nothing is greater than Allah. Allah is always there for you. And Allah will help you overcome anything, and time heals. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it easy for all those who have lost those who are close and near to them. May Allah make maghfirat of all those who have passed on. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us ease from this pandemic. We are seeing really high numbers. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it such that this pandemic is uplifted in its totality sooner rather than later. All right, it's just gone 23 minutes past 8 when we come back, inshallah.